In the days of old, when fair France did flourish, stories plainly told, lovers felt annoy. The king a daughter had, beauteous, fair, and lovely, which made her father glad, she was his only joy. A prince of England came, whose deeds did merit fame, he wooed her long and low at last. Look what he did require, she granted his desire, their hearts in one were linked fast. Which when her father proved, Lord, how he was moved and tormented in his mind. He sought for to prevent them and to discontent them, for to crossed lovers kind. When these princes twain were thus barred of pleasure, through the king's disdain, which their joys withstood, the lady locked up close her jewels and her treasure, having no remorse of state and royal blood. In homely poor array she went from court away to meet her love and heart's delight, who in a forest great had taken up his seat to wait her coming in the night. But lo, what sudden danger to this princely stranger chanced as he sat alone. By outlaws he was robbed, and with poniard stabbed, uttering many a dying groan. The princess, armed by him and by true desire, wandering all that night without dread at all. Still unknown she passed in her strange attire, coming at the last within echo's call. You fair wood, quoth she, honored may you be, harboring my heart's delight, which doth encompass here my joy and only dear, my trusty friend and comely knight. Sweet, I come unto thee, sweet, I come to woo thee, that thou mayst not angry be. For my long delaying and thy courteous staying, amends for all I'll make to thee. Passing thus alone through the silent forest, many a grievous groan sounded in her ear, where she heard a man to lament the sorest chance that ever came, forced by deadly strife. Farewell, my dear, quoth he, whom I shall never see, for why my life is at an end. For thy sweet sake I die, through villain's cruel tie, to show I am a faithful friend. Here lie I a-bleeding, while my thoughts are feeding on the rarest beauty found. Oh, hard hap that may be, little knows my lady, my heart blood lies on the ground. With that he gave a groan that did break asunder all the tender strings of his gentle heart. She who knew his voice at his tale did wonder, all her former joys did to grief convert. Straight she ran to see who this man should be that so like her love did speak. and found when, as she came, her lovely lord lay slain, smeared in blood which life did break. Which when that she espied, Lord, how sore she cried, her sorrows could not counted be. Her eyes like fountains running, while she cried out, my darling, would God that I had died for thee. His pale lips, alas, 20 times she kissed, and his face did wash with her brinish tears. Every bleeding wound her fair face bedewed, wiping off the blood with her golden hair. Speak, my love, quoth she, speak, fair prince, to me, one sweet word of comfort give. Lift up thy fair eyes, listen to my cries, think in what great grief I live. All in vain she sued, all in vain she wooed, the prince's life was fled and gone. There stood she still mourning, till the sun's approaching, and bright day was coming on. In this great distress, quoth this royal lady, who can now express what will become of me? To my father's court never will I wander, but some service seek where I may placed be. Whilst she thus made her moan, weeping all alone, in this deep and deadly fear. A forester all in green, most comely to be seen, ranging the wood did find her there. Round beset with sorrow, mate, quoth he, good morrow, what hard hap hath brought you here? Harder hap did never chance to a maiden never, here lie slain my brother dear. Where might I be placed, gentle forester, tell me? Where might I procure a service in my need? Pains I will not spare, but will do my duty. Ease me of my care, help my extreme need. The forester all amazed on her beauty gazed, till his heart was set on fire. If, fair maid, quoth he, you will go with me, you shall have your heart's desire. He brought her to his mother, and above all other, he set forth this maiden's praise. Long was his heart inflamed, at length her love he gained, so fortune did his glory raise. Thus unknown he matched with the king's fair daughter. Children 7 he had, ere she to him was known. But when he understood she was a royal princess, by this means at last he showed forth her fame. He clothed his children then, not like to other men, in partly color strange to see. The right side cloth of gold, the left side to behold, of woolen cloth still framed he. Men thereat did wonder, gold in fame did thunder, this strange deed in every place. The king of France came thither, being pleasant weather, in these woods the hart to chase. The children there did stand, as their mother willed, where the royal king must of force come by. Their mother richly clad in fair crimson velvet, their father all in grey, most comely to the eye. When this famous king, noting everything, did ask how he durst be so bold to let his wife to wear and deck his children there in costly robes of pearl and gold, the forester bold replied, and the cause descried, and to the king he thus did say, "Well may they buy their mother, wear rich clothes with other, being by birth a princess gay." The king upon these words more heedfully beheld them, till a crimson blush his conceit did cross. "The more I look," quoth he, "upon thy wife and children, the more I call to mind my daughter whom I lost. I am that child," quoth she, falling on her knee, "pardon me, my sovereign liege." The king, perceiving this, his daughter dear did kiss, till joyful tears did stop his speech. With his train he turned, and with her sojourned, straight he dubbed her husband knight. He made him Earl of Flanders, one of his chief commanders. Thus was their sorrow put to flight.